The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. As we celebrate this solemnity of Saint Joseph, the husband of the Blessed Virgin Mary, it's right for us to consider, say, the many aspects of what makes this person worthy of our veneration. And I would suggest, perhaps when you grab your Zeppoli today and you're having a nice little treat on this solemnity, we're not doing penance, right, because we're celebrating with the church in this great feast, that you perhaps bring up a picture also of Saint Joseph. Not one of those pictures like where he looks all girly and like, you know, whatever. You know what I mean. Like find a picture of Saint Joseph where he looks like a carpenter. You know? Find a picture where it looks like he's the protector of the Blessed Virgin Mary and of Jesus. Where it looks like, you know, that's a guy that we could entrust Jesus to. Find a picture like that and think about what his life must have been. This is a real life, right? This is a real life. This is not a storybook. What would it have been like for him to be anticipating his wedding day? And how would he have experienced finding out that his wife was pregnant before he got there? Yeah, these are real challenges, I think. When we consider the fact that he is actually a person. So like I said, find a good picture. Find one where it looks like a carpenter, because that's what he is. But here I just want to focus on one little part of the gospel that we have to draw out just one characteristic of Saint Joseph. And there are many for your own contemplation, I'm sure, as you read these scriptures or meditate on the good picture of Saint Joseph. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. Now, I don't know about you, okay, but I figured this recently. I try to stick to one of my penances, which is getting up when the alarm goes off, right? Getting up when the alarm goes off. It's like the most difficult thing in the world. And that alarm goes off and it's like, you know, how many times can I snooze it before I actually have to go? And I say it's a penance also, take it on as a penitential practice, as that first start in the morning of obedience to Jesus. Faithfulness to the call of Jesus that is embodied in my alarm clock. So look at my sluggishness, yeah, and perhaps you guys know what kind of sluggishness I'm talking about. Look at that, and then look at Saint Joseph, right? When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. When Joseph awoke, he rolled over, hit snooze, you know, went back to bed and figured he'd do it tomorrow. You know, that didn't happen, right? We see it throughout the scriptures. The picture that's painted of Saint Joseph is that he is an obedient man. We can talk about Saint Joseph's faith, but we're looking at fidelity. We're looking at loyalty. Right? Saint Joseph has pledged his allegiance to Mary and to Jesus. He is entrusted with that great gift, being the shepherd of the Holy Family, being the caretaker of the Holy Family, the protector of the Holy Family. And he lives up to the task in his fidelity, in his faithfulness. My friends, we too, right, we too, from this very altar, are entrusted the life of Christ. We receive the life of Christ now not simply into our homes, but into our mouths, into our bodies, into our hearts, and into our lives. And we're called simply, with Saint Joseph, to be faithful, to be obedient, to be people of loyalty to Jesus and to his and our Blessed Mother. Today we live out that great character of Saint Joseph by not receiving in vain, by receiving Jesus, but being ruled by Jesus, by being loved by Jesus, allowing ourselves to be loved by Jesus, and by, say, being not protector and caretaker in the sense that we are over him protecting and caretaking, but being worthy stewards of what is entrusted to us this day.